You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the William Hill European Football Podcast. It's the final European podcast of the season and we're looking ahead to cup finals across Europe, and we'll also be having a look at the relegation scrap in Serie A as well. Sam Norris here in the studio, and joining me for the final time this season, Alex Dunn.
Good evening.
Good Sam. Evening indeed.
We never do this.
We don't. The listeners won't know it. Well, they will, because I'm about to tell them. This is a late night recording. It is 10 past nine on Thursday evening, way past my bedtime anyway.
X-rated.
Indeed.
Does that mean we can swear and stuff?
Probably not, no.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
And that'd just be more editing for me.
You're about to put an edit in early doors. Yeah. But it's good stuff this weekend, Alex. We've got three big cup finals. And, of course, it's still all to play for in Serie A. I was amazed that they stagger these final games in Serie A. They go right the way through from... Some people start at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Some people don't play until Sunday night, 7:45. Fortunately, the two games that matter are off at the same time.
I think if there were games that mattered,
they'd be on at the same time.
Well, you'd hope so.
Otherwise, I would like to think so.
Very easy to manipulate.
Very unfair, yeah.
And the last day of the season in Italy is typically known to be predictable.
Yes.
Shall we say?
Good use of the word. Often in Serie B as well, I find.
Yeah. And often in Greek leagues as well.
It's that time of year, isn't it? A silly season.
A smelly season. Bit fishy.
Indeed. We're going to chop the podcast into two halves this week. We're going to do the cup finals first of all, and then we're going to look ahead to Crotone versus Lazio and also Palermo versus Empoli with the relegation battle in Serie A. Let's start with some big cup finals across the weekend. Then I'll spin through all the prices, and then Alex is going to put up a treble for us. We start in Spain in the Copa del Rey final. Barcelona versus Alaves. This is being played at the Vicente Calderon in Madrid, of course. Barca 1-7 in the betting. 13-2 the draw. Alaves are 18-1. That's an 8:30 kickoff on Saturday night. Also on Saturday night is the DFB Cup final. That is being played at the Olympiastadion in Berlin, and it sees Eintracht Frankfurt entertain Borussia Dortmund. 5-1 Frankfurt, 130 the draw, and Dortmund are 4-9. And over in France as well, to the Coupe de France final being played at the Stade de France. Angers in the betting at 12-1, 11-2 for the draw, and PSG are in the betting at 1-5. They're not playing in their home stadium, but it's home-ish for PSG, isn't it? Paris.
Yeah.
And as if they didn't need any more of an advantage against Angers. We've got three teams who are long odds on here, Alex.
Mm.
Any reason to oppose any of them?
No.
Okay, good
Not
stuff.
At all. No, I just don't see... The only moderately risky one, and that's reflected in the prices, is Dortmund.
Yes, of course.
PSG will beat Angers comfortably. Barca will beat Alaves comfortably. And Dortmund... I think we'll beat Frankfurt. I don't think that'll be comfortable. But quite simply, the treble on the outrights pays almost just a smidgen short of even money. That really isn't too bad.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy taking that. Look, I know it's not for everybody. And if you normally have your pound ackers, then not for you.
No.
But if you normally have a £5 acker, then doubling your money on a Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely.
There's certainly worse things to do.
You could lose a fiver.
Which
would be top of the list of things that are worse.
That's true. You could be watching X Factor.
Yeah, indeed.
Or whatever's... Is it Britain's Got Talent now?
I think so, yeah.
You'd know this. Come on. Your girlfriend makes you watch it. What is it?
Absolute rubbish. While I was watching the football and drinking beer last night, Alex Dunn couldn't stand the fact that he could hear me while he was trying to watch the trial?
The trial, which, as we're speaking, the final episode is on. But I'm recording it, so don't worry.
Okay. I really wasn't worried.
No. Yeah, Sam was making... You were making all sorts of noise last night. You're having a great time.
I was.
I Right, well, so firstly I'm going to say that the 3-5s win, okay, as far as I'm concerned.
Barca, Dortmund and PSG, 0.98-1.
Yeah.
Call it even money, the treble.
And that's fine. And that's sort of the outright selection, if you like, from all of these. But I'm just going to delve very briefly into each one just to see if we can find any more value. We'll start with Angers PSG. I think PSG -2 is actually a good bit of value here at 6-5.
Yeah.
I think they could run riot, to be honest. I just think they'll be completely comfortable. And in the league, maybe, if PSG go 2-0 up, Angers go, all right, you beat us, we'll watch our goal difference.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
They've got nothing to lose here, you know. So I think if PSG can grab an early goal, it could be curtains, really. So PSG -2 is perfectly fine. And the other bet that I looked at is Nicolas Pepe anytime for Angers. Now, I know I've just said that I don't think they'll score, and this isn't a tip as such, but merely I've been looking at him because Newcastle are keen on signing him.
All right.
So in the last few weeks, obviously being a Newcastle fan, I've been doing that thing that all good fans do, which is look at his skills on YouTube. And
have you had a look at his Football Manager rating?
I have, yes.
See how much he grows on FIFA Manager Mode.
And he's... he's all right.
Right.
He's got 3 goals this season, so he's not really worth it. Anytime 5-1, I was hoping for something massive against PSG. Yeah. Not the case. So, but just something to look at.
It would be very un-Newcastle to bring in an absolute nobody from the French League.
Look at this. I'm getting stick from a Wolves fan here. Goodness gracious me. So PSG -2 would be the way that I would go if you're looking for a little more value. I said a little more value. It's still short, isn't it?
But yeah.
So that's in that one. And very similar story applies in Barca Alaves. Alaves did go to the Nou Camp and win earlier this season. That would be minor concern.
Yeah.
And that's about all, because Barca should win this.
They went for a real sticky patch as well at one point in the season, Barca.
And it's Enrique's final game in charge. I think I'm writing saying...
Wouldn't thought so, yeah.
Have they got any more lined up after this? I don't think so.
No.
So... he'll want to go off with a bang. Again, Barca -2, very similar price, 11-10. Very similar comments apply. I don't think Alaves will actually have much of a go, to be honest.
Right.
You can see Angers at least having a go at PSG. I think that Alaves will just sort of try and keep it tight and nab one. But so Barca -2 and PSG -2, both just bigger than even money. That's not a bad double, by the way.
Yeah.
And finally, the Dortmund game. Now, there's obviously a little bit more interest in this one from a price point of view.
Yeah,
one that I thought I'd get a bigger price on, which I'm annoyed that I haven't, is Aubameyang anytime is 4-7.
Yeah.
I wanted a bit more there, to be honest. His records against Eintracht Frankfurt is fantastic. In the last 5 games that Dortmund have played in against Frankfurt, in which Dortmund have scored, he has scored.
Right.
So there are games where Frankfurt have won 2-0.
Yeah.
I'm ruling those out, if you like. Basically, if Dortmund score, he'll score. That's the rule. And it's nearly every game since he joined the club as well.
Right.
I think there was the first game you can rule out. But since then, if Dortmund have scored in a competitive game against Frankfurt, he has been on the score sheet. So going on that, the 4-7's okay, I suppose. It's better than the 4-9 on Dortmund.
Yeah.
if we're literally taking it like that. But I think my nap, actually, this week, and something that I will be playing, is Aubameyang 2 or more at 12-5. He has bagged a brace against them in the past, and I think that there will be a fair few goals in this. I love watching Dortmund play.
Yeah.
They were good under Klopp, and they're not quite as good now, I wouldn't say, but they're still very good going forward. And the other one would be Dortmund are both teams to score 21-10. I think that's a bit of a no-brainer, really. We know that Dortmund are a little bit leaky at the back. Fairly cavalier when they go forward. And Frankfurt do have a few players that could punish them. But, best bet for me in that one, Aubameyang 2 or more, 12-5. So, to sum up, PSG -2 is good. Barca -2 is good. Put those in a double. That's quite nice. Aubameyang 2 or more, 12-5. That's quite nice. But the treble, Favre's treble, PSG, Barca and Dortmund, cannot get away from that. And that is a more than worthwhile way to spend your Saturday night.
Definitely. Good stuff. That's the cup finals taken care of then. And of course, it's the final weekend of football in Serie A as well. And we've got one relegation place that needs to be settled. So two matches that involve the two sides who are fighting for survival. And the first is Crotone taking on Lazio. 11-10 about Crotone. 3-1 the draw. And 2-1 for Lazio, who've already secured a Europa League spot. But they will be keen to finish ahead of Atlanta to avoid having to play an extra qualifying round.
Mm-hmm.
So Lazio got a little bit to play for. Then Palermo versus Empoli is the other game. Palermo already relegated at 5-1. 3-1 the draw. Empoli are 11-20 in the betting to get the job done. And the way the league sits, Empoli are 17th on 32 points. Crotone a point worse off with 31 in 18th. But Crotone have got the more superior goal difference, but a much tougher game on paper, Alex.
Yeah, but they do have home advantage.
Yes, that's true.
So there's plenty to factor in here. Firstly, the price on Empoli is absolutely horrible.
It is, yeah.
Is it twos on?
11 to 20, yeah, so pretty much, yeah. As bad as Palermo have been, and Palermo and Pescara have both been pretty ranked this season, Empoli haven't been very good, and you wouldn't want to take 1-2 about them.
No, Empoli's away form has been rank all season. Until recently, actually, they've gone to AC Milan and Fiorentina and won. Italy is one of those leagues, though, where at the end of the season, when teams need results, they do tend to get them.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And I can't back them at that price. You look at similar prices across the weekend, there's got to be better bets at that kind of price.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
As for Crotone, obviously they take on Lazio, their last three home games, they've beaten Udinese and Inter and drawn with AC.
Mm.
Another side who, when they need the results, they are starting to get them. But Lazio's away form has been okay this season.
Yeah.
Not too bad. They've slipped up a little bit of late, but against better sides. They shouldn't be the outsiders in this game, really. They shouldn't, they should not be the outsiders. Lazio shouldn't be twos in a game like this.
No, yeah, I agree. And again, it's because Crotone need the points. They're as short as 11 to 10, but it's not a massive thing for Lazio, but not having to play in a Europa League qualifying round is desirable.
It's a banana skin.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So they still have a little bit to play for.
A little bit, yeah. I can't get my head round those two prices.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Of the two, which would I be more inclined to back? Probably Crotone, just because you could not force me to back Empoli at that price. If they win, I'll go, all right, fair enough.
Mm.
But you could not make me. So I've got a nice little double actually here.
Yeah.
Lazio at twos.
Yes.
On the outright. And Palermo plus a goal at 7-5. And that pays 6.2-1. What are you doing, Alex? It's the last day in Italy. You follow the money.
Yeah.
I'm not following Empoli with any money. And the Crotone, I can understand. But again, at Lazio at twos, I can't really ignore that. And they do have a little bit to play for, as you've said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If anyone's going to chuck it in, it'll be Palermo.
Yes.
If you like. But I'm not backing Empoli. So Palermo plus a goal. You've got a bit of insurance there. And Lazio at twos. Not a bad double. Look, I'd advise caution if you're playing in Italy on the last day of the season. And like I said, normally if you follow the money follows you.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's not to say that you can't completely go against all logic that you know.
Mm.
And the price on Empoli stinks.
Yeah,
and
it does.
The price on Crotone is better, but not much better. So we'll take a double here. It's up in the air, but I'll take the double.
Okay.
And it's interesting, of course, because Juventus already wrapped the title up.
Yeah.
There actually isn't. Across Europe, there hasn't been masses to play for in the end of season stakes, if you like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think I'm right in saying as well, from the off the back of last week's podcast in Portugal, did you happen to see what happened?
No, I did not.
Because we did the relegation
scraps, didn't we?
And I think we said we were keen on Tondela, I think it was.
Yeah, Tondela.
Well, Sam Norris, let me just find the official confirmation of results. My phone is just scrolling, don't worry. Because this was pretty incredible. It was on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And prior to it, we'd said, okay, I haven't actually listened back to the podcast, but I'm pretty sure what we said was it's a two-horse race, but there is a third team that could get suckered into it.
Yeah.
And didn't focus on their game. I think I'm right in saying that it was said third team.
Oh, really?
Went down.
Oh, right.
Moranense 3, Porto 1, Tondela 2, Braga 0, and Sporting 4, Chaves 1. No, that one didn't count. Estoril 4, Arouca 2.
That
was the key one. And I think I'm right in saying, let me just check, yes. Arouca went down on goal difference.
Blimey.
And it was pretty unforeseeable.
Well, I suppose they weren't expecting, for starters, Moranense to beat Porto was unlikely, but to beat them emphatically, was almost.
They weren't the issue in the end, though.
All right, okay.
It was Tondela whose goal difference just got the better of the argument. I think they stayed up by a goal in the end.
Yeah.
So incredible, And if you followed the podcast last week, I think there was a fair bit of profit to be had. I think we said, more than say, or the draw maybe.
Yeah.
I think maybe the draw in that game, so maybe not with that. But we were really keen on Tondela. So, like I said, there's been plenty to play for, maybe at the bottom end of the table. Not so much at the top around Europe. But I think that's just about it.
Yeah. But just one quick final point. Mm-hmm. Naps this week. I'm going to steal one of your selections because generally following Alex's nap has been better than following mine out this season. So Barca minus two. I was actually amazed to see that 11-10.
Yeah.
Against an Alaves side who just simply aren't very good.
No.
And I don't see why Barca won't run riot. So I'm going to put that forward as the nap this week. Barca minus two. I was amazed to see that at 11-10.
There's some really good bets this week, yeah. I've got to say. Aubameyang, two or more, 12-5.
6-1, the double. Aubameyang scored two or more and Barcelona minus two goals.
Put up plenty of doubles and trebles, haven't we, this week?
Yes,
in
we have.
Different ways, shape, or form. But hopefully, well, if one lands, then there's a chance that they all could, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Fingers crossed, anyway.
Thank you very much then, Alex, for not just today, the season as a whole.
And the same to you, Sam. You've been a more than able deputy and I now feel privileged and happy to call you a European podcast not founder member, because you're certainly not one.
Yeah, sure.
But a fully-fledged member.
Good, thank you.
You're my favourite.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Take that, Ray Drew, Dave Kellen and Mark Walton, etc., etc. Should we do it again next season?
I think probably, unless someone tells us to stop.
which is very possible.
Quite possible.
Thank you very much, Alex. Best of luck with everything you're betting on across the weekend this week. And head to the Audio Boom William Hill page to listen to all of the podcasts to your heart's content.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.